Well, church family, welcome to the book of Revelation. It is, as you know, Thursday, and I want to just start today with an overview of Revelation. Probably not even an overview, more of an intro to Revelation. So, Revelation is one of the most intimidating books in the Bible to most people. And I want to give you kind of a general intro over the next several days, or general overview over the next several days, leaving you with part of this month to focus on the Nativity and the Christmas season. So I don't know how many days it's going to take for us to go through this. We're not going to go into detail. We're just going to give an overview and have you read the book of Revelation. But today I want to do that intro I was talking about. So the name of this book is Revelation. I know it's often said people call it Revelations, but it's not. It's one revelation, okay? Revelation is also known as the Apocalypse. Now, both this word revelation and apocalypse, revelation's a Latin word and apocalypse is a Greek word. They both mean the same thing, though. They mean an uncovering, okay? An uncovering. So an uncovering of coming times and God's ultimate victory over Satan. So this apocalyptic literature is full, as many of you know, it's full of strange creatures and symbolic numbers and symbolism all the way around. It's the only book in the New Testament that's a book of prophecy. It's not the only New Testament book that has prophecy in it, but it's the only one that's a prophecy book. And in the center of Revelation is Jesus Christ. So this book is about the end times given to John. Now, presumably, most likely, the disciple John, the same one that wrote the book of John, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John as well. And admittedly, before we get any further, I am not a Bible scholar. And I'm certainly not a Revelation expert. I have read book after book. I have read article after article, commentary after commentary. And there are some key things that I just want to have you think about as you enter this Revelation overview with me. Because, needless to say, not everybody feels the same way about the meaning of parts of the book of Revelation. So here's some things to remember. Though it is full of hard language and imagery, there are some very easy to understand verses. Verses of warnings, verses of assurance of God's love and plan for those who follow Him. So there are some very clear things in the book of Revelation. Another thing we need to remember is that we should approach Revelation with humility when it comes to different understandings of this book. Now, there are, and as I said, I've studied many scholars who have dedicated a great deal of their lives to figure all of this out in the book of Revelation. And something that we have to remember is these people don't all agree. These people are all godly people. These people all love Jesus, but they differ greatly in some of the chronological order that they feel this is all going to happen, because they have very good scriptural cues to show their opinions, and it's still unclear to me. But that's what we need to remember. They all love God. They're all committed to Christ. But they can't all be right. So instead of us doing an in-depth Bible study and talking about the multiple different opinions of things such as when Jesus comes back, will he come back at the beginning of a seven-year tribulation, the middle of the tribulation, or the end of it? When does the thousand-year reign end? When is the new heaven on earth established? All of these things are important questions to have. But the more that I read, the more that I study, the more that I'm uncertain of who is right in this. So this is not a book of doom for Christians. it's a book of hope and promise. So let's make sure that we don't allow this to cause division, because different people feel differently and follow different teachings in these. And I have things that I think, things that I seem to lean towards, but I'm not going to really push those on anybody here as we go through this. But don't miss the big point here. God wins, Jesus won the victory, and good things are coming for all who trust in Jesus. So as we head into the reading, I just want to say one more thing. This book is kind of in three parts, chapter 1, chapter 2 and 3, and then chapters 4 through 22. So John is the person who hears from God through an angel here. He is told in chapter 1 to write what you have seen, right? So what he's already seen. Chapter 2 and 3, he writes about what's happening now. And so during this, he writes letters to seven different churches, and I'll explain that a little bit more later, but that's what's happening now. And then chapters 4 through 22, what most people think of when they think of the book of Revelation is what's going to happen in the future, in the end times. So that is just a very basic, very quick glance at what Revelation is, and we will head into this tomorrow. No need to read a chapter today, though if you want to get going on it, you sure can. Just wanted to tell you what it was about today. I'll be back with you tomorrow with a scripture reading.